It's the 9 till noon show on Highland Radio. If you listen to news and indeed listen to the show over the past number of months, you'll be aware that there are serious questions with regards to the future of the local health centre in Letchamech Ward. We know that the GP who previously worked in the health centre in Letchamech Ward is now based in Glenties, and people from Letchamech Ward have got to travel to Glenties to avail of that service. A petition has now been started in Letchamech Ward to get this situation resolved. I'm joined on the line by Brenda Burns, a member of the Letchamech Ward Health Centre Action Group. Brenda, good morning.
Good morning, Donal. How are you?
Very well indeed, thanks. It's great to speak to you this morning. We know that this has been an issue for a while. The HSC took a decision because of concerns over the state of the building in November that it was no longer fit for use. The big question now, of course, is when will we see it renovated, made fit for purpose, and bring a local GP back to Letchamech Ward again?
Well, that's exactly it, yeah. The health centre was closed on the 18th of November, temporary closure. A report carried out last summer deemed the centre to be unsuitable. There was a few grounds mentioned in that report that made it unsuitable, and so a letter was sent to patients in early November that the health centre at Letchamech Ward would close from the last day, would be the 18th of November, temporary closure, and that they were keeping the situation under review, and there's been very little communication since, just that the situation is under review. It's a vital service in our community.
Now, the HSC are telling you, and indeed they're telling us as well, that there are what they're calling significant deficits and significant investments will be required to bring the building in line with current standards. Now, there is no indication yet coming from the HSC as to when that significant investment is going to be made available and when those significant deficits are going to be addressed. The worry, I'm sure, is going to be that this is going to be put on the long finger, stay on the long finger, and it could be a substantial period of time before we actually see anything happen here.
Yeah, indeed, that is a huge worry for the community in Letchamech Ward. There is a fantastic GP service being operated out of the primary care centre in Glenties by Dr. Charlie McManus. However, I mean, our health centre in Letchamech Ward is a vital vital service that the health centre would be opened. We have a GP service, as I say, operating out of Glenties, but it would be vital that that service is restored to Letchamech Ward. I can't remember a time ever when we didn't have a GP situ in the health centre at Letchamech Ward. Yeah, we haven't seen that report yet. We are hoping to be able to access that report shortly, and in conjunction then with the petition, we will decide where to go from there. But I think the petition we have over 400 signatures at the moment, and there is a real hunger for that service to be restored to Letchamech Ward. But yes, there is definitely a fear. At the moment, we're working with the HSC. We hope to work with them in the future to try and either, you know, refurbish the health centre that is there or identify a new site for a new health centre. But whichever is the option, that we would have the health centre restored to Letchamech Ward, and that Dr. Charlie McManus would operate out of the health centre in Letcher.
In terms of the ultimate decisions, as you say, the HSC locally being supportive, and no one doubts the bona fides of the HSC on the ground in Donegal.
No.
The question, of course, is very often these decisions aren't made by people on the ground who know Letchamech Ward. These decisions are made by effectively bean counters in Dublin.
Absolutely, and that's why the public meeting was called, because I'm just one of a very large community, and we wanted to see what the public support was. That meeting was very well attended, and you know, obviously there is an absolute hunger there. There are issues with, as I say, a fantastic service being provided in Glenties by Charlie and his staff, absolutely amazing, but that involves travelling. For some people that's not an issue, but for others it is, who would have been able to access the service in Letchamech Ward, the health centre, by walking to it or travelling to it would have been a lot easier. Now they're having, maybe some people are having to pay for transport, and we just don't have that vital service in terms of, you know, even emergencies. We don't have that vital service in the village, which we have. I mean, I always remember there being a GP in situ in that health centre. But yes, I think the idea of the petition was to convince the HSC and let them see that Letchamech Ward, we really, really, really need this vital service restored to the area. And the petition was just the first step in getting that service restored. But we very much are looking forward to working with the HSC to restore the health centre that is there already.
And that petition, as you say, available in local shops around the area. You're also looking at the you're looking at developing an online presence, and steps are being taken to actually put that into action.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page launched, Letter McGuard Action Group, and Letter McGuard Health Centre Action Group, sorry. And yeah, we've just basically that's for information, because I think information is key in situations like this. And a letter did issue to patients back in November, and since then we all accept that these things don't move quickly, they move slowly. And but just, I suppose, in keeping especially more vulnerable members of the community up to date with what is actually happening, because as well as being a vital resource and a vital service to the area, it is also rural communities need these sort of services to be retained in the community, because like rural society depends on these. Like we had the Letter McGuard 9 years ago, we had to fight to keep our post office. So, you know, it's keeping these services. And as I say, primary care centres are fantastic, and the service that has been provided in Glenties is absolutely amazing, but it's not in Letter McGuard, and that's where we need it to be from transport and point of view, and from even, you know, as I say, from an emergency point of view, we need that to be in the village.
Brenda Burns of the Letter McGuard Health Centre Action Group, thanks for speaking to us this morning. The petition, as
thanks
we said, available in local shops, go online as well on Facebook, Letter McGuard Health Centre Action Group. Get involved if you're in the area, and make contact with them. Brenda, we'll be speaking again in the future, I have no doubt. But in the meantime, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.